From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a possible nuclear test by North Korea. An earthquake that appears to have been man-made near a known nuclear testing site in North Korea was detected by several monitoring agencies Wednesday. If confirmed, this would be the fourth such nuclear test by North Korea. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a 5.1 magnitude quake. China's Earthquake Network Center described the unusual seismic activity as a suspected explosion. The South Korean news agency Yonhap said the foreign ministry in Seoul was holding an emergency meeting. One U.S. member was killed and two wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province. U.S. defense officials said American Special Forces units were involved in an operation near the city of Marja. Here is Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook.
This is an ongoing situation. There is still a fight going on in the immediate surroundings.
The U.S. soldier killed Tuesday was not identified. Authorities Tuesday recovered the bodies of at least 36 migrants who drowned off the coast of Turkey after their boats overturned in rough waters. The migrants were trying to reach Greece. 12 of them were rescued. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it is investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country's capital. The mission known as MINUSCA did not specify the allegations in Tuesday's statement, but said staff from the UN Children's Fund have met with four alleged victims, all girls, and are helping them obtain medical care and assessing their psychological needs. This is VOA News. The Israeli military said a Palestinian stabbed a soldier Tuesday in the West Bank. The attacker was then shot and killed by troops. The attack was the latest in what has been a near daily event of Palestinian attacks. Those attacks have left more than 20 Israelis dead in the last 3 months. India's defense minister said Tuesday a total of 6 militants have been killed after an attack on an airbase in northern India. He said the effort to secure the site is still ongoing. As countries and militias line up behind regional power players, Iran and Saudi Arabia, analysts say the diplomatic crisis is already having an impact in the region. Heather Murdoch has more.
Kuwait is the latest Sunni-dominated country to withdraw its ambassador from Iran, following Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates, which have all either cut ties or downgraded their relationships with Iran following an international dispute over Saudi Arabia's execution of Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimr. After the Saturday execution, the Saudi embassy in Tehran was attacked, and Saudi Arabia severed diplomatic ties. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a series of measures meant to reduce gun violence, bypassing Congress on an issue that has sharply divided the American public. Mr. Obama rolled out the new policies Tuesday during a White House address where he chided lawmakers for failing to enact tighter gun control measures despite a wave of mass shootings.
We are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency. It doesn't happen in other advanced countries.
The executive actions will require more gun sellers to get licenses and more gun buyers to undergo background checks. The measures will also tighten enforcement of existing gun laws, increase mental health treatment, and expand research into gun safety technology. Anti-government activists pressed on with their occupation of a wildlife refuge in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon on Tuesday. The father and son at the center of the group's protest are now distancing themselves from the activists. What had begun as a splinter group from peaceful protests backing the local ranchers turned into a four-day standoff focused on larger complaints about the way the federal government manages the land it owns, especially in the West. Peace talks between Burundi's government and the nation's opposition groups have been postponed. There's been no word on when they may resume. The talks, which opened in Uganda late last month, were set to continue Wednesday in Tanzania. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.